WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
It's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card Rock Sucker, Lin's M Warden, the 49 September. Epic Game Circus. We are hashtag Epic Partner. We are on the road to Night of Champions, which is this Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Check your local time and availability in your area, just like you do for next Monday Night Raw, which is on at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. You find your time zone in between, because they're taping SmackDown on the same night, so they realized, hey, we probably shouldn't keep people there to midnight. But, you know, here we are. I'm the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road to Night of Champions, where we had the go-home to the King and the Queen of the Ring tournaments, as well as other shenanigans on this show, and there are some things that maybe are in doubt or maybe not in doubt.
Let
we'll have to see how that goes.
Roll.
Kane Kittens just subscribed for 29 months. You woo.
Ooh woo!
That was not. Did I not say ooh woo? That said you woo.
You
got it wrong. He got it wrong. Thanks, Brent, for 29 months.
The man, the myth, the legend, Brent is here. Wow.
Wow, amazing. Is he home from work or is he watching from work?
Long live the ooh woo. Long live the ooh woo.
No. How we move past? We thought we evolved. Then we evolved from ooh woo.
You never evolve from uwu, ever.
Anyway, we had the Queen and King of the Ring semifinal matches on this show, including Jay Cargill, Roxanne Perez in the Queen of the Ring finals. There's pep talks in the clubhouse, and we learned that Dominic Mysterio is hurt and cannot compete at Night of Champions. He has a rib injury, so he is off the show, which is why they added two matches to the show. Finn tried to motivate Roxanne for her match. He tried to motivate Raquel Rodriguez to call out Rhea Ripley, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But it was Raquel and Jade. It was a solid match. It came off a little clunky towards the end, but I thought it was a very solid match. You can see Jade is improving, and her competing more often is working, and you can tell how she's a little bit more comfortable in the ring. hopefully her match this Saturday, because she said she defeated Roxanne Perez tonight on the show when she faces Asuka, who she had a stare down with after the match, goes well on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say that at some point we'll expect gangbuster stuff from Jade, but I don't know if we'll ever get that. Because I don't know if she'll ever get there. Like, as physically gifted as she is, I think she's only going to be able to go so far, right? However, she has continued to improve. She has continued to get better. This was a nice showing for her in a singles competition. She had the perfect partner to do it with. She really, really, truly did, because she had somebody that could help her kind of get through it. Not that I feel like she needs a lot of hand-holding at this point.
No, she
but
doesn't.
But she doesn't need somebody on her level that she's working with. She needs somebody that is above her level to be working with, and that's what they gave her. And whenever that happens, you get a good match out of her. It's, like I said, it's not anything to write home about. It's not anything, you know, five star, but it's a decent match. It was a good match to have at the beginning of the show, and I had no problems with it. Was it clunky at the end? Yeah, I will agree, it was clunky at the end. But I don't know if that's because they were tired. I don't know if that's because somebody got lost. Like, I'm not sure what was happening there, but it did happen.
See, I don't know exactly. Because she missed one kick and then went for the powerbomb, and it looked like she was waiting for the ref to go for the count. The ref never went down for the count. And that kind of... And then she went right for Jada. I think what the idea was, do the one to kick out, or do a one, pick her up, drop her, and then drop her with the Jada. I think that's what they were going for the ending.
Maybe.
But the ref never went down for the pin, which is like she was waiting for her to do it, and she never did. Or they were told to go home, which is also another thing that could have happened as well.
Yeah, it's probably what happened, is it's like, hey, okay, let's wrap this up and let's just send this home.
Yeah, so we'll see what it comes of it. But Jade is now going to face Asuka this Saturday at Night of Champions, which we'll talk more about on Thursday. On the 13-year anniversary episode of The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, Thursday. We had a confrontation with Sheamus and Rusev. Rusev thinks he's a god. Sheamus replied that you're the most egotistical. He remembers you being the most egotistical member of the League of Nations. League of Nations, shout out on the show.
That's a throwback.
Sheamus told Rusev it's time to put up or shut up.
I had to laugh because over the weekend, Sheamus put out a tweet that to Adam Pearce, and he's like, I want Rusev. And my first thought was, in a fight, right? You want him in a fight, right?
Yeah.
Not any other way. Because they're friends, right? We all know they're friends behind the scenes. But it was funny the way that he phrased it. I want Rusev. And we're all like, in a fight, right? Right? But it's clear it's going to be a fight because, yeah, they did have the confrontation. It was a good little backstage segment. Nice to see them back together and working together. I expect good things from this.
New Day was also informed that they're defending the tag team titles next week on Monday Night Raw, which they wanted nothing to do with. Apparently, you've been playing way too much date ever. You've been playing way too much date everything, according to Brent.
What do you mean I've been playing way too much date everything? What do you mean? Look, what happens between me and Trap Dorian is none of your business, okay? Absolutely none of your business. Just let me live my life, thank you, and date my house. Anyway.
Michael Cole was sitting down with Bill Goldberg. Goldberg said he took his family to an event as a bystander or as a fan. He was there to have fun, not worry about a match or anything like that. He was then verbally assaulted by Gunther. Goldberg said the lack of respect astonished him. Goldberg said Gunther embarrassed him in front of his wife, his son, and his fans in his adopted hometown of Atlanta. Goldberg said there was no way he would let Gunther get away with that. He said it doesn't matter if he's 58 or he is one foot in the grave. No one will ever talk to him like that. Goldberg said he was wondering who his retirement opponent would be. He said that Gunther put himself in that spot. Made it known that he wanted to be that person. Goldberg said he would make Goldberg pay. I'm going to beat the fuck out of Gunther at Saturday Night's main event. They bleeped out the fuck.
He dropped it anyway.
He did.
Very proud of him for that.
So the final contract obligation is coming clear. Saturday Night's main event for the World Heavyweight Championship. Unless he wins. Cole threw that out there. Unless there's more.
I don't want to say I called my shot, but I called my shot. I swear to God. If they do to Gunther what they did to Bray, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, it, no. Like, that's fine if you want to do the throwaway of the final contractual appearance at SummerSlam, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I have a really funny feeling what's going to happen is Goldberg's going to win the title, and we're going to have to put up with it till SummerSlam, and I hate it.
Gable and Penta had a little bit of a fight backstage. He kind of did the arm-breaking thing on Chad Gable, so we'll see if Chad and El Grande have broken arms soon. We'll see.
We'll see.
Raquel Rodriguez called out Rhea Ripley. She said, I won't let you screw me out of the Queen of the Ring and get away with it. Rhea came out. They had a fight. They beat each other up for a while. Raquel brought out a table. Rhea got back up, dove on top of her. She put the tables like, you want tables? Fine. I'll set it up. We'll do the thing. We'll snap into a Slim Jim. Rhea was going for the Riptide. Roxanne showed up and allowed Raquel to get back up, and the Tejana Bomb put Rhea Ripley through the table. Rhea was like, afterwards, backstage, she wants Raquel, and she gets Raquel in a street fight this Saturday at Night of Champions.
I'm waiting. Roxanne is very slowly worming her way in. I'm waiting for her to fully replace Liv, because that seems like that's where they're going with this, is to just, like, have her fully replace Liv. Until Liv comes back, and then obviously you ignite that feud. But with Roxanne trying to make the save, it was interesting. And she's working her way in, boys. She working her way in.
She is. Seth Rollins opened up Monday Night Raw talking about how the fans are kind of basically, you know, they chant one thing after another. Oh, you chant for Punk, you chant for OTC, then you bark for the dog, then you sing my song. It's obvious fans don't know what they want, so he doesn't care what they want. He said the people need visionaries like him to decide what's good for them. He mentioned the fans having small brains. He said the things they want are because of him. He then pointed out how there would be no Roman Reigns without him, no CM Punk. Because they brought CM Punk back because of how much Rollins hated him. They brought back Cody, and he put him on the map, because there would be no second coming without him. He said he was the first World Heavyweight Champion of this era, and he was the first NXT champion. He said that they all exist because he built them in his image. He said he is the creator, the prime mover, the past, the present, and his crew is the future of this company. Heyman is the oracle. They both know a thing or two about revolutions. He said LA Knight stuck his nose in their business, and now after tsunami for his troubles, he's out of action. And today Penta will feel the same thing, because he's been a thorn on their side as of late. Rollins said there are a lot of people who think they have what it takes to exist at the very top. He mentioned John Cena and Gunther as the champions. He mentioned everyone in the King of the Ring. Rollins said they're all running a race for second place. He's Mr. Money in the Bank, and it's the end game. Solid.
Very solid. Like, it's a Seth Rollins promo, so it's going to be very, very strong. He's establishing himself as a threat. In addition to the King of the Ring, that it's like, hey, you can win King of the Ring and it doesn't really matter, but, you know, because I'm right here and I have my guaranteed shot no matter what. So you can go out there and you can win King of the Ring and you can take the title, but you know what? I'm going to swing in and I'm going to take it right from you.
Bron Breakker, Penta had a really good match. Bron Breakker got the win.
I was a little sad that Penta lost, but yeah, this was good. This is really entertaining. Like, I actually really like this mix, yeah, because the one thing in it was the speed. It's like you would think that their styles wouldn't necessarily work together, but it's like they both have the speed, so it works. And it's not like Penta running circles around Braun. It's Braun can keep up, and that's important because Braun is just terrifying.
So we talked about Goldberg. Let's talk about the World Heavyweight Champion Gunther. He said last week was supposed to be his celebration, but Goldberg came out and told him he's next. Gunther said Goldberg is the most destructive man of his generation. But it's not 1999 anymore. It's 2025, and he's the best pro wrestler in this company, and his title belt proves it. Gunther said Goldberg can't lace his boots. He apologized to Goldberg's wife and son for what he intends to do to Goldberg at Saturday night's main event, because he's going to make sure that the myth and legacy of Goldberg dies.
I mean, Gunther's on a mission.
He is. That was a very effective promo.
You don't get a lot of those from him. You really don't, especially when it's like super emotionally charged like that. You don't. I know we're getting it more, but like we don't get a lot of promos where he's super fired up and he's like, you know what? F you, F your shit. We're going to fight. And I really enjoyed this.
Yeah. Backstage, Lyra wished Bayley good luck in her match against Becky Lynch. Becky was eavesdropping. Bayley said she didn't know she needed Lyra's permission to get a title shot. They were talking back and forth, but then said she would beat Becky tonight, and then Lyra would be the first one in line for a shot. Lyra asked if we're cool. Bayley's like, yeah, we're cool. The eavesdropping Becky Lynch was talking in the Jackie Redman. She said they were conspiring to work together. As Becky stormed away, Jackie was going to send it back, but she saw Sammy and asked him how he was processing his loss. Karrion and Scarlett showed up. Karrion said, I'm not trying to get under your nerves, and asked what happened. Karrion said Randy took him out, or just like Karrion said he would. Karrion Kross said Sammy will never be world champion. Sammy's like, okay. Then punched Karrion Kross right in the face. And he said he spoke to Pierce, and their match is official. TikTok.
Yay. I don't know. I don't know, like, how to feel about this, like, at all. You know?
Hey, it's Karrion Kross, Sami Zayn at Night of Champions. It should be fine.
It'll be fine. Like, it'll be good. But, like, for me, it's like, I just have no investment in this at all. Like, I'm sorry to say that, but I don't care. Like, I don't want to say it like that, but that's the only way I know how to say it. Like, this does nothing for me.
Becky Lynch and Bayley battled for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. They were having a really good match. Really, really good stuff. Lyra would show up towards the end of the match, trying to help Bayley get out from underneath a pile of chairs that Becky was putting on top of her. And she got in Becky's face. Becky was selling out her puncher. She didn't. Bayley pulled her down to... Then she got in the way of a dropkick. She took the bullet for the baseball slide, took it for the bullet. And then Bayley tosses Becky around ringside for a bit, throws her back in the ring, goes up for the elbow drop. But Lyra gets in the ring and starts beating the crap out of Becky Lynch, causing the disqualification, causing Becky Lynch or Bayley to lose the match, and Becky Lynch to retain the championship. Then Lyra and Bayley got into it afterwards. You didn't have to get involved in this. And yeah, we're planting the seeds for more to come. Like I've been,
and I'm here for it.
We're looking at probably a triple threat match coming up soon. I would assume.
I would think so. Yeah, it would make sense, which would allow Lyra to potentially get the title back, or it would allow them to put it on Bayley, and it would make both Becky and Bayley your triple crown champions, having held. Bayley's held the Raw, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember. But I know she held the
title. I don't know if it's when it was the women's world title. It's weird when it's the world title, like where the legacies go on those. I don't.
Yeah, because like I know she's held the SmackDown one, and I know she held the NXT.
She was the Raw Women's Champion. She was Raw Women's Championship. She successfully defended it at a WrestleMania in a 4-way against. I know it was Charlotte, Nia, and Sasha.
That's right.
At a WrestleMania, so
yeah. That's right.
But I don't know where the lineage goes to. It's weird. I don't know.
Because she's held the women's tags as well. So yeah, that would make her the
Grand Slam. She was a Grand Slam. They mentioned she was a Grand Slam champion before the U.S. and Intercontinental titles came into play. So she's already accomplished that. So she's going to try to re-up it.
Redo it. Yeah. Which would make sense if you want to go ahead and give her that. Go ahead and give her that, and then. It doesn't hurt the title if you do that.
Main event of the show was the King of the Ring semifinal, Jey Uso, Cody Rhodes. Really good match. Cody Rhodes moves on to the King of the Ring finals against Randy Orton this Saturday at the Night of Champions.
I'm not surprised by this outcome. I am really, really not, because it's LOL Cody wins, right? And you do Cody and Randy, and we all see what they're going to start building there between Cody and Randy, right? Because there's a shit ton of history, and if you're going to do a feud with Randy, you do it with Cody. I just, especially after last year, where they had him win. Wait, did he win the big special belt? Or was that Gunther?
It was Liv in
Saudi.
Cody. Cody won the belt in Saudi.
Okay. I was like, I'm trying to remember. It's like, I know Gunther was a part of it, but I couldn't remember if he had or he hadn't. I don't know if I want Cody to win King of the Ring, but if the only other option is Randy, I don't know if I want Randy to win it either. Like, that's my only issue with it. Like, I don't mind that either of them are won or either of them are going. But it's like, for King of the Ring, it's like, do either of them really need this? Or could you perhaps have, I don't know, put it on AJ or someone else that could perhaps benefit from it more, you know?
Because it's now for a shot at SummerSlam, it's more likely main eventers are getting it, and Cody's your top program with Cena. So story-wise,
I know
that's where we're going.
Story-wise, yes, I know that, and it makes sense story-wise. Like, if you're gonna have Cody challenge Cena, that makes complete sense. But like, I just, for the accolade portion of it, it's like, Cody doesn't really need it. Neither does Randy. So it's like, do you have to? Like, do you have to? You know, kind of thing. So, like, that's my only issue with it. But, like, I'm not surprised Cody won. Like, I'm a little sad for Jay, because I would have liked to have seen him go on. But I'm fine with this overall. Like, it doesn't impact me either way. But, yeah, like, the match was super good, which you would expect it to be because it's Jay and Cody. Like, it's not going to disappoint. And, of course, we had our little hug at the end, too. Just, you know, we're still friends. We're still cool. We're still fine.
Yeet.
Everything's good.
Pretty much. That's how that goes. But that's the Raw Post Show.
That is the Raw Post Show. Good show overall. Good go home.
It was. Which means this Thursday night is 13 years of The Wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news. We will have notes. We will have our Night of Champions preview. We'll be talking about all about the matches and who we think is going to win and who we think is going to lose. So it's The Wreck, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
They did it on Sunday. We had confirmed matches that are no longer confirmed. So that's great. Wonderful. Fantastic. So they'll have to make more picks. So Brent, get on it. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of CB Radio. They know what to do. It's ChatGPT says summer blockbusters movies. So check it out. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, reviewing Night of Champion. We'll be back next Monday night at some point for the Raw Post Show. Well, we're going to figure out the exact timing. We'll let you know. It'll be after Raw. Whenever that is. Because Raw starting at 6. So we'll figure that one out as we go. Well, we will be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shopper, Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@someonelynn'sward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Pro Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, do !3 peaks in chat and just download the game. Have some fun with it. But we'll see you Thursday night for 13 years of The Wreck. Get right back here for the Raw Post Show. Every Monday night, along the airwaves, on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am my kingdom! You tried to tell me what to do! I saw the door and kicked it down! I stepped right over and right through! And you can never stop me! WildTalkRadio.com.